And good morning to you once again, Josh Plyer.
Morning, Dad.
It was great having you in the studio on another Father's Day. You know I love this tradition and tradition in general, so thanks again for being here.
No problem.
I think we're going to visit with my father today, probably Grandma too, but right. With Grandpa. And then up in Polish Fest, maybe in Wisconsin.
Sure.
Maybe that we'll do that, a little adventure after we get in a little napping.
Yes, please.
Here are some other things happening in the city that you can do with your dad or grandfather today. I know this one is going to get you're going to get a kick out of because your little brother's going to want to do this. There's a Pokemon Go Fest in Grant Park.
Of course there is.
Do you know about this?
No, I have not.
So it's work together not only with the thousands of trainers in the park, but also millions of trainers around the world. What do they mean by trainers?
So Pokemon Go is an app where you're a Pokemon trainer yourself, and you're catching Pokemon all over the city or wherever you're at. It could be all over the country. It's a map where you are and where Pokemon are. Once you get in the area of that Pokemon, you can slide up and swipe a Pokeball at it, and if you capture it, then it's in your inventory. It was huge a couple of years ago, and then it got annoying, and kids were starting to compete, and then there's...
All right, let's just skip that this year.
Sure.
All right. there's a couple things going on in Chicago. Now, I mentioned Polish Fest up in Milwaukee, which we've gone to. There's also Rib Fest in Chicago. I know. I know. We got to think about doing that. Taste of Randolph also going on. Pilsen's Taco Fest going on. Right. I know we might have to stay in the city for this.
A lot of food.
There's also goat yoga at the Garfield Park Conservatory. Get ready for goat yoga. We're excited to host, it says here, a special session of yoga with our visiting kid goats and our fantastic yoga instructor.
In between innings at Wrigley, when I work there, between innings they'll show like a couple of advertisements for their sponsors or whoever. I for some reason I've been seeing these clips of goats walking on people in yoga positions. So I feel
I bet you that's from there.
I feel like that is from that.
So ribs are Polish. We're gonna have to ponder that. Let's get started with This Is History.
Ask not.
The Beatles.
Those are circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Ah! We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
So 1868, President Andrew Johnson passed a law that government workers could work an eight-hour workday. In 1864, the eight-hour workday became the central demand of the Chicago labor movement. The Illinois legislature passed a law in early 1867 granting an eight-hour day that was largely ineffective. But there was a strike, and it shut down the city's economy for a week before it collapsed. And in June 1868, Congress passed a law for federal employees, which was also of limited effectiveness, but at least got the conversation going because people were working 10, 12, 14-hour workdays.
And 6 days a week.
And 6 days a week. See, Josh, you got it easy.
Boy, oh boy, I'll say.
Back in my day.
I'll say. It was Chicago. Chicago really played a very important part in what resulted in the 5-day, 40-hour work week.
Yeah. Yep, the Chicago labor movement right there. Yep. 1892, the first L, Chicago and Southside Rapid Transit Railroad began revenue service in June of 1892 when a steam locomotive pulling four wooden coaches carrying over a dozen people departed the 39th Street Station, arrived at the Congress Street Terminal 14 minutes later over tracks that are still in use today by the Green Line.
Wow. Can you imagine a steam locomotive?
Yeah, crazy, right?
In the middle of all the skyscrapers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was pretty
I've seen
dirty
pictures
back then.
Of that. Yeah. I've seen pictures of that. And that's all that, you know, there was the electric standard electricity that we have now that runs true. Those trains. It wasn't around.
No, it was not around at that time. 1910, Father's Day celebrated for the first time in Spokane, Washington.
That's right.
In the YMCA in 1910 by Sonora Smart Dodd, who was born in Arkansas. And his first celebration was at the YMCA on June 19th, 1910. Her father, the Civil War veteran, William Jackson Smart, was a single parent who raised six children there. And after hearing a sermon about Jarvis's Mother's Day in 1909, she told her pastor that fathers should have a similar holiday. And she initially suggested June 5th. Her father's birthday, but the pastors didn't have enough time to prepare their sermons, so it was deferred to the third Sunday in June.
And here we are,
1910 on that one. 1917, the Raggedy Ann doll was invented. 1933, Don McNeil's Pepper Pot Breakfast Club began. It's, and this is unprecedented when I think about this, 35-and-a-half-year run on NBC.
You know, I still have a memory of Don McNeil's Breakfast Club on the radio. And you know who carried it?
Who?
WLS.
Yeah, it was NBC first on the Blue Network, and then mm-hmm. ABC Radio, and then a little bit on television, I think, from
yes.
Chicago here, right?
Yep.
June 33 to December 68, McNeil's 35-and-a-half-year run as host remains the longest tenure for an MC of a network entertainment program, surpassing Johnny Carson, 29-and-a-half years, Bob Barker, 34-and-two-thirds of a year on The Price is Right.
Two-thirds of a year.
Yeah, that's what they wrote here. There's not a lot of audio left of the show. Let's take a little listen to the clip from Don McNeil's Breakfast Club.
Presenting America's favorite, the Blue Network Breakfast Club with Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. Good morning to you. We got up bright and early. The coffee's on, the table set, there's bacon in the skillet. And Harry Cogan and his boys have fumes to fill it. So come on, gang, and gather around. We'll start this meeting. Just line up here. I'll call your name, then sing your greeting. Marion May.
You can totally tell that is the 1930s for sure. Just the music alone. Dave.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
should sing your news today, Dave, just in honor of the Breakfast Club.
Excessive heat warning in effect today.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. All right, so anyway, 1940.
No. I think that's a good idea. Just stop.
Batman comics. Mobsters rubbed out a circus high-wire team known as the Flying Graysons, leaving their son Dick an orphan, thus the introduction of Robin in all this. That was Robin. It was Robin. It was not the Batman comics introduced. It was Robin how he was introduced. So, mobsters rubbed out a circus high wire team known as the Flying Graysons, which included his parents, and Dick was an orphan. So, what's his name now?
Bruce Wayne.
Took him in. Yeah. 1949, Captain Video and his Video Rangers debuted on DuMont Television, which was Channel 9 here in Chicago. Let's take a listen.
Post, P-O-S-T, P-O-S-T, the cereals you like the most. The cereals made by Post take you to the secret mountain retreat of Captain Video, Master of Space, Hero of Science, Captain of the Video Rangers.
There you have it. But that's not my favorite memory of Captain Video and Video Rangers. It was the episode of The Honeymooners, the first of the 39, where Ralph and Norton were sharing a TV, and Norton was watching his show and woke up Ralph. Let's take a listen.
Attention, Rangers! I want all you Rangers at home to recite the Captain Video Ranger pledge. Hi, Edward Norton. Ranger, third class, in the Captain Video Space Academy, do solemnly pledge to obey my mommy and daddy. Be kind to dumb animals and old ladies in and out of space. Not to feed my little brothers and sisters, and to brush my teeth twice a day and drink milk after every meal.
All right, that's it. All right, out! Get out!
He grabbed his helmet.
I can picture this.
Right?
I can too.
What was that?
From the sewers.
That's right. Yeah. I'm telling you. But Josh, you know the Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah.
See, but how many kids could you ask your friends if they've ever seen the Honeymooners? Really? And I'm asking honestly, would some of them know?
Maybe.
Maybe, but not many.
Be too familiar.
They've been on the syndication and reruns long enough. Where,
they have, you know, but you know what? They're not as visible. Like, you know, MeTV, you have to go find it and watch it to do that. And yeah. I don't know if a lot of kids do that. Like, my daughter sees it, too. I don't think Alex, my youngest, has ever seen it. 1955, first automobile seatbelt legislation was enacted in Illinois. That's where it started. That's where it started again. Seatbelts were a must. Although my grandmother, I remember in her 1960 Chevy Impala, just used to put her hand in front of me.
You still do that to me.
I still do that as a joke to him. But
I
yeah,
remember that's what, cars that,
that
without
was our seatbelt. Yeah,
I remember cars that just didn't have them.
Oh yeah, that my grandma's car didn't have one. Yeah,
our very first car that I have a memory of was a 1955 Chevy Bel Air. It was one of the classic mid-1950s cars, you know,
yeah.
Those big
boats. Those are beautiful. I know, with the cone
lights. You sat up high, and the steering wheel was huge. But there were no seat belts in that, and I don't think there were seat belts in the car Dad got after that one.
Probably not.
So, you know, that was a 1960-61 Oldsmobile.
65, first U.S. Ground Forces in Vietnam, authorized by President Johnson.
This is a different kind of war. There are no marching armies or solemn declarations. Some citizens of South Vietnam, at times with understandable grievances, have joined in the attack on their own government. But we must not let this mask the central fact that this is really war. It is guided by North Vietnam and it is spurred by Communist China. Its goal is to conquer the South, to defeat American power, and to extend the Asiatic dominion of communism. And there are great stakes in the balance. Most of the non-communist nations of Asia cannot by themselves and alone resist the growing might and the grasping ambition of Asian communism. Our power, therefore, is a very vital shield. If we are driven from the field in Vietnam, then no nation can ever again have the same confidence in American promise or in American protection.
1980, the David Letterman Show debuted his short-lived talk show on NBC Daytime before Late Night premiered, and they premiered, and actually this week, Late Night with David Letterman aired for the last time on NBC in 1993 before he moved to CBS.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You are looking at a very excited, very happy man. Listen to this. Earlier today, for the first time, NBC named me Employee of the Month. I was thinking about something. If General Electric, the vast global consortium which owns NBC, if GE had a sense of humor, they'd send a guy in here right now to fire me.
Remember something? Dave, you're fired.
So, this is our 1,809th and final show for NBC. We began the program cold day in February of 82, and here we are in the middle of June, a lovely summer evening in 93, nearly 11 and a half years, and we're wrapping it up. I want to thank the folks at home who have watched us all those years. It seems unlikely that we would get together and do this every day if you folks weren't at home watching. You know... The next time we see you folks, it will be Monday night, August 30th at 11:30. Have a good night. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.